So, Kuf Yud Beis Sif Yud Dalet. So, Yud Dalet is pretty short, but Yud Dalet and Tesfav are really discussing pretty similar things. So, Yud Dalet says, Kasfag Onim She Kusach Shel Gayim Mutter. So what's he quoting from? So he's quoting from right above where the Torah says that you don't have to worry about the pas that's inside of it. What does he mean here? So kusach is this famous Talmudic dip made from like sour milk and moldy bread or something like that, and it's mixed together, and apparently it tastes delicious when they're put together. It was considered a delicacy, or maybe not. Actually, Gemara doesn't have such good things to say about those that eat kusach. But the bread, what happens if you go to the store, instead of making your own homemade kusach, you go to the store and buy sabra kusach. And sabra kusach may have bread that is pas palter in it, so this one have to worry about that. So he quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, the Rashba quotes it as well, that you don't have to worry about the Pasakum, about the Paspalter, or Pasakum, or the Paspalter that is in it, even if it's true Pasakum, it seems like you don't have to worry about it. And we're going to see because it's Batal, because it's considered Batal Barov, by Pasakum, as opposed to when we learned Taruvas, that you have to worry about the Batal Vashishim, etc. When it comes to Pasakum, as we'll see in the Gemara we Paskin, that everything is Batal Barov. And not, I shouldn't say everything, almost everything is Batal Barov. If you continue on to the next, Tesvav Amar Aleph, so it continues along the same thing. Right? The Rimatir Lemisha Nizar Mipashal Goyim Lechol Bekara Imisha Eno Nizar Mimenu. That if you have somebody who's Makbaran, somebody that's not Makbaran, they're allowed to eat together. Not just are they allowed to eat together, they're allowed to eat from the same plate, even though there's a mixture between the two. So this is actually found in that Tosfos, that first Tosfos that we learned the first night, where Tosfos comments, gosh, I don't see anybody Makbid on this. Right? So at the very end of that Tosfos, he quotes this line. As therefore we have these kulas. We have a kula like this, and this is a kula that it quotes that if there are people, two people are eating together, one machbid and one is not machbid, the one that is machbid doesn't have to worry, even though he knows, it seems like, even though he knows that there's a taruvus, even though that there was a mixture that was formed. So we continue on the base Yosef, where he says, King Kasuatosus, Parak in Mamidim, Sha'afal Pisha Tam Pas Gaya Mis Ariv Pas Yisrael, even though the taste is there, you're tasting Pas Shel Gayim. You don't have to be machmer and aser this mixture. Now when it comes to demai, that demai got mixed up. Demai, of course, is tevel midrabanan, right? Demai is things that didn't have truma and meiser taken from. Well, things that may have had truma and meiser taken from it, but we have a dindrabanan that truma, that meiser, not really truma, but meiser has to be taken again. So what is that? So it's chayiv on a level of nidurabanan. So what if it gets mixed with other things? So you say, don't have to worry about that taruvus once it gets mixed together. The gazu elahecha the isei be'in. That only goes there that where it exists. V'chein kasef ha-mordechai v'perekama dechulim. Okay, and then the truth is we could just do tesvav beis. That's also important here. It says at the bottom, we skip yud gimel. Yud gimel we did already, but there in tesvav beis.
Wait, where's tesvav beis?
Sorry, next page. I'm guessing.
No, for you it's the next page.
I don't have a tesvav aleph.
Next page. So kasev v'tshuva ashkenazis. Right, b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, the mutter lechol pashal goy le nizhar im she'inim nizhar mishum eva. That it is permissible to eat pas goyim, or to feed pas goyim to somebody who's makbid on it im she'inim nizhar mishum eva. With those that aren't mishum eva, now he seems to be saying what? He seems to be saying that he invited a bunch of people over. No, even if you know a person, it sounds like even if you know the person is makbid on pas akum, you're allowed to feed it to him without telling him. Right? Or now, whether it means that he's allowed to ask, it's unclear, but it seems this is very similar to what we talked about last week, right? That if one person is breaking bread and he's got nice bread and not nice bread, he should break the nice bread even though it's paspalter, right? And even the, and he's machban and he's going to eat it. So it seems like it's a very similar din. Varayaso mi Yerushalmi de demai, and this proof is from Yerushalmi de demai, the heter demai, the same idea of me bringing a proof from demai, kai gavna, the Shabbos shel. I don't know what that means. Prut tamei perush shel asifa. I mean, it sounds like the week of some kind of festival. Shel asifa, the gathering. Go in the su'ud mitzvah, right? They had a su'ud mitzvah, so you have a bunch of people there, so you're allowed to give everybody the pas palter, even though there might be some people that are makbid on it. Umiyu kasaba osa tshuva, dahayinu dafka pashu ikar ha-su'udah. However, he adds in the caveat that it's only if it's like bread is the main part of the meal. I mean, if that's going to be what everybody's eating, so then you would give everybody the pas akum. So if everyone's eating it and he's not going to eat it, so that's going to cause eva. So it's unclear what the eva is. Eva of him not liking the host, or the host not liking him, or the other people not liking him that he's showing off. It's unclear what the eva is. Aval mishanag iser bechama shel gayim b'chiyotzi ba asur lo la'achlam im mishenu nizhar mimena dekama ika b'shuka she'en nafsham taiva lechol chama. So I'm not sure what chama is, but it sounds like it's some kind of side dish. Right? So you have a side dish. If you have a side dish that's past
chema, isn't that butter?
Well, no, it's he's talking about past something that pass.
Chema v'chalav, chema is butter.
I hear, but it doesn't fit in. I don't know. Right, so if it's a side dish, then he's makbid on it, right? Because no one's going to know. There's plenty of side dishes he could eat. Some eat some eat others. Some don't like some don't like others, and no one's going to suspect a thing in that case. Okay,
so if it's a side dish, he shouldn't.
This kula, you know, and you got to remember, it's a kula, right? We're saying to the guy who's makbid, you can go and eat this, right? So that's a kula. So this kula only applies when it's the only thing to eat. But if it's not the only thing to eat, there are other things, or I shouldn't say the only thing to eat, the main thing to eat. But if it's a side dish, it's, you know, the roll on the side that appears at the top of your plate at a dinner, right? So then the heter wouldn't apply there. And then Tesayin, so Matsasi, Kasuv, B'Shem, Sefer, Aguda, Perika, Orva, Arotev. So Orva, Arotev is in Meseches Chulin. Arba, Milin, Legavel, V'hu Hadin, that a person would have to go 4 Milin. V'hu Hadin, Adam, Hanizim, V'pas, Shel Gayim. V'hu B'derech, Im Yesh, Pas, Shel Yisrael. That I'm not sure what Legavel is. Orva, Arotev wouldn't be talking about that. I'm not sure what that's talking about, but V'hu Hadin. But the same thing by pasakum.
A border, like Gabriel.
Okay. I'm not sure. But the other man needs to be pashal goyim, but who be derech? That person's on the road. He's not going to pass goyim if there's going to be pas yisrael and 4 milin. Then he's got to wait those 4 milin. Right? The regular din of mitzvahs, not about several mitzvahs, say is that you should wait out 4 milin is the measure if you're on the road, and 1 mil is the measure if you're stationary. Okay, and that's the with that we have concluded all the Beis Yosef. I'm not sure all, but much of the Beis Yosef on Sif Kofiyud Beis. So with that, we can go to the Shulchan Aruch and plow through these last couple of halachos. Okay. So we turn to Sif Yud Dalet. So what does it say there? Kusach shel ovi kochavim. In the Shulchan Aruch, yes.
Reish Mem Tess.
For those keeping score at all.
Are you doing Kofiyud Beis or Kofiyud Gimel?
Kofiyud Beis. Kofiyud Beis. So, okay, so Kusach shel ovi kochavim mutter. That if you have the kusach of the non-Jew, it's permissible, and we don't have to worry about the pas of the ovi kochavim that is in it. So the shach makes the following point. He says ve'in lachush l'chalav shel ovi kochavim either, that you don't have to worry about the milk of non-Jews either. Why? The chasavnu haprisha v'habach v'shem maharshal v'chein hu b'tshuva ma'aram Rudenberg.
Okay.
Shach chafez.
Chafez, okay.
Right, and he quotes a couple of makars that say you don't have to worry about it. So the Taz also quotes those Makaros. Now the Taz comes before the Shach usually, but the Taz quotes those Makaros as well. He says, "Ve'ein lasser mishum chalav shalav kolchav." Taz tests.
Oh, got it.
Right? He says, "You don't have to worry about the chalav of non-Jews either.
Ki
chalav tamei eino omed, because the chalav tamei is not going to stand in the same way that that it's not usable for kusach. Apparently, non-kosher milk, milk from non-kosher animals." Doesn't have the consistency necessary to make, you know, good solid kusach.
It could mean it doesn't keep.
Yeah. What do you mean keep?
I mean, it goes back faster.
There is by chalav that's part of the discussion that apparently you could tell the difference in time of the Gemara. You could tell the difference between kosher milk and non-kosher milk. So comes the Taz and says, "But wait a second. V'im nemar shema'at nisyove the chalva ika. Maybe there is a couple of drips, right? How do you know that the whole thing is kosher? Mikomakom batel b'miyuta. Even so, it would be batel. Shari mu'urava, right? It was it's mixed in. V'ein dom lechama the simen kuf tesvav. So chav there might be butter, right? We'll have to wait till kuf tesvav. She'ein mu'urava." Where it doesn't get mixed in, I'd kind of show you. We'll have to wait over there. V'li hakatan yera. So he quotes all these makoros, and the Taz turns around and says, "But according to me, v'li hakatan yera tamua. Hey, achamar dehanis yovi dechavu batel b'miyuta. Why would it just be batel b'miyut? V'amir and reish perak elu ovim kusach abavli mitamtam esalev mishum l'siyuvi dechavu. It's dafka because of the drops of milk that you." Get a heart attack from it. No, that causes the problems that are within it. Vi havi batel. Now, if you would tell me that, oh, nisyovi the chalva is batel in it, lo havi metam, then shouldn't be a problem, right? Vesubehedya isa beperik ein ma'amidim the becholev the kamachav the hukusach the becholev aser. Right, that they're talking about the milk and it turns into kusach and that is going to be prohibited. That the chalav that an ovi kochavim milk and then they produce kusach from it, they answered it. So I would tell you that kusach of non-Jews is prohibited. So what are we talking about here? He says, yeah, but it is where you had hashkacha, right? You had hashkacha that the Jew watched the non-Jew get kosher milk, right? You saw them either milk the cow or not say milk the cow, at least buy kosher milk. Right, and you're just making sure that the milk was kosher, but the bread was pasakum, and then they put it together. So then that's the question: do we have to worry about pasakum in the context of this stuff? So that is the question. It looks like the nekud. There's a long nekud that Sakesef here disagrees with, but I didn't notice it before. So
it looks like the way it rains that the milk was. Kosher because
it was,
yeah, the
hatshim,
but
the pasakum
was used.
Pasakum is used, so then it's okay. The pasakum is okay, but the pasakum will be batel berov. Just other ingredients that would be batel the bread.
But milk would not be okay.
If the milk was not kosher, the milk wouldn't be kosher, right? So continues the Ramah. And he says, "V'chein kol makom shenitzar v'pashal lo v'kolchavim." In all situations when pas akum gets mixed in with shar meichel, batel barov, bein belach bein biyavish, whether it's liquids or whether it's dry, aval asul arif kadei la'achlo, but it is prohibited to mix it in order to eat it. Right. So that is our old friend from learning Tairuvis. Right. The prohibition of eim vatlin isur lechatchila. The one is not permitted to create a Tairuvis in order to make it kosher. Right. So that is the conclusion. So if things get mixed in,
someone who's because. We just learned previously that it's a chumrah. So someone who has the chumrah, who accepts the chumrah of pas akum,
right.
Can eat the taruvos without
right.
any
consideration. So that's what I meant, right. The person with the chumrah should be able to eat without any consideration. And the person without the chumrah, even everybody has some isser, at least the way we hold the chachila, that is pas balbayis. Right, so that's also for everybody. So it sounds like that would, if that would be a taruvus, that would also be okay.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Right. So all the stuff becomes permissible. There is a there is also a time when everybody, well, not I would say everybody, but many have the minhag of being makbid on Pas Yisrael, and that is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So these apply then. So the Chora, yes, apparently it's a Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim that's quoted here. I didn't get a chance to look up the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim. Apparently the Magen Avraham says all the kulas apply also during the week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Even if you accept yourself upon yourself the chumra of Pas Akum, you're only accepting upon yourself the chumra as it's laid out in Shulchan Aruch, not a more chumra than it appears in Shulchan Aruch. So you're just taking all Simon Kufya Beis and imposing it, superimposing it on in Simon, whatever it is, Simon Tough Nun or something, in Or HaChaim.
This Ramah here is talking about a specific case where it got mixed in.
Right.
Not about the case where it's made by the guy from bread that he bought in the bakery. In that case,
what do you mean? But that's also where the non-Jew mixed it in.
But in that case, you can't say it's a bottle of roof, can you?
Why not?
He's using bread that's not permitted.
Pas Palter.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. So what are we worried about here? Then?
If you're
worried that he's mixing in some bread that's not Pas Palter, but it's Pas Palabai.
No. This is either for makbid on Pas Yisrael man, right? Or right. This is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Many people, person.
Right, but
or
in that case, chances are more than one out of 60 is pas. That's not.
So we're saying that the halach that we don't go 1 in 60. We go by rove. When it comes to the laws of pas akum, right? There's an additional kula that even if you're makbid on it, you have the right to be mevatel berove.
But why would you assume even that it's rove and not pas akum?
That's what the kusach recipe.
That's the way the case. In other words, it's less bread than half. It's less than half bread.
Apparently. Now, you do have a bit of a problem. Someplace discussed. So Chalkas Yom points out that earlier, the Beis Yosef discussed the idea of a Davar HaMaimed. And that, remember, we had a Davar HaMaimed in Basar V'Chalav, that if it's something that the whole, even if it's not, even if it's a miyut, but it makes up the bulk, it provides its
something essential.
Yeah. Something essential, or if it's and by the way, bread is almost always going to be considered the essential ingredient. So then we are makbid on that teruvus. So that's a big problem. How does this ever apply? So it seems like it doesn't. I mean, it seems like this is really the din. We really do go past the brachos. Mm-hmm. However, that's the archaim question. Generally, it would be mizonos, yeah. Now, there is, we didn't discuss earlier, we could have discussed earlier, we could also discuss now. Okay, what about breadcrumbs, right? So, taruvus would be breadcrumbs, right? So, can you make, if you're makna on Pas Akum, what's the story with breadcrumbed chicken, right? So, you can't make it, right? Aval asr la'arif kadei la'achilo. Right, so assuming breadcrumbs should be Pas Yisrael, so then you wouldn't be allowed to make it. Right, about Asr La'arif Kedelach, you wouldn't be allowed to mix it in order to make it. However, Eim Avatlan Isr L'Chachila is only it's an Isr on the person who it's Asr to do. Right, so if you would go to the Yemakna on Pas Yisrael, and then you go to the Kiddush, and you ask Zev what the breadcrumbs were, and he says, "Oh, well, I'm not sure which ones are Pas Yisrael, which ones aren't. The ones that aren't Pas Yisrael, right? So you'd be allowed to eat it because it's already made. It seems like it should be batal, right? So it seems like it should be okay. There is probably an additional kula when it comes to breadcrumbs, and that is based on some of the things we learned last week, right? What have you done? Meaning breadcrumbs, how do they make breadcrumbs? They make bread and then they crumb it up. And then what do? You right? So in its breadcrumb state, it's not really edible. You're not going to really eat it. It's edible, but it's not really edible. What do? You then take it and you put it on chicken, then you cook it again. So is that considered then Bishul Yisrael if you cook it later with breadcrumbs? So we kind of discussed that last week, right? There was a case of right, that if the bread was taken out and then put back in, right, it was taken out, it was already made, and then the Jew put it back in, so we pass it, that's mutter, Right? Pasuk that was mutter. However, that wasn't necessarily, but that's where he was improving it. Here, you're not. It might not necessarily be that you're improving it. Right? You're not necessarily.
Well, you want bread, chicken, though.
No. But the bread crumb might already be considered paspalter. I mean, in this case, it's not paspalter. This is what you can do to improve the bread. Here, you're not necessarily improving the bread crumbs. You're just the bread. You're just improving your chicken with the bread crumbs. However, there may be an additional kula, and that is the chumra in Hilchos Shabbos, right? The chumra in Hilchos Shabbos is that there might be such a thing as bishul achar afia, right? That when we discuss taking the challah and dipping it into your soup, so yesh bishul achar afia, could right? Is there a problem with that? Was you're being mafashal the stuff that was already baked? Right, so maybe what's a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos might be a kula in Hilchos Bishul Pasachim, because what are you doing? You're taking afia, right, and now you're being mevashalit. So that's not just adding on the afia. You're actually doing something totally different to it now. So that might also be a way of matering. So there's room to be makel when it comes to the breadcrumbs.
I mean, nobody eats breadcrumbs; they're always cooked.
No, but it was bread. I don't know how they make commercial breadcrumbs, but you would think that they make bread and then crumb it. No. Nowadays you never know, right? It could just be plastic for all we know. Who really knows what it is?
You mutter it because it's being cooked by a Jew.
Right, a Jew's now adding on to it and improving it, so maybe that would be a room to be...
if a guy cooked it, it would be a problem.
What?
If a guy cooked it, it could be a problem.
If a guy cooked it, it would be a problem. Yeah, no, it would be a problem. Right.
You can solve a lot of these problems by using cornflake crumbs.
Okay, that's right.
Maybe corn. No possible.
Right. There is an important shach here that I will make note of, and then we will. But it's really a bishul akum issue. It says bein v'yapein biyavish. The shach says bein biyavish afilu hu davar chashuv. Okay, so that was our issue before. Because of darkei moshe v'toras chachas sham din ches b'shem iser v'heter ve'iser v'heter klal mem gimel din vav kasav dinim elu. I feel the bishul of the kuchav and mamish, even when it comes to bishul akum. I mean, there's a big kula here. What's the big kula? The big kula is that we can live a vatal of barov, right? That all other isuri d'oraisa, any isuri d'rabbanan, usually require shishim. And for some reason here, by pasakum we're mekel. Why are we mekel? Probably because alechem yichyu adam and whatever. Like the reasons that we're generally mekel on this. So it comes the shach and says it even applies to bishul akum. That's a big kula. Whoa! Well, that could change a lot of things. So we have to keep that shach in mind. Let's disagree with the shach, but I don't want to ruin it. But we have to keep that shach in mind as we learn through the laws of bishul akum, which we begin next week. Yeah, or in 2 weeks.
Bishul akum, everything's going to be cooked together, so that helps you.
Nobody be batel barov.
No, sorry.
If you have, right, so it would help you if you have a bishul, if something that was cooked already and then it gets mixed in with something else, so that's where it would apply.
So what about Chol of Yisrael?
So Chol of Yisrael depends how makbid you are on Chol. I mean, that's...
But there's not one, they don't say that Taruvos are okay, even if you're makbid on Chol of Yisrael.
The Chol of Yisrael is a kashrus issue. Pasachum and Bishul Akum isn't really a kashrus issue, it's a Nazir issue. Chol of Yisrael is, so those that are, it depends how machmik you are on Chol of Yisrael. So there are those that are, there are those that hold its treif. I mean, Chabad, from what I understand, holds its mamish treif. Chabadniks. That if they, that in our, I know he what?
What about the Roman Catholic?
I don't know what they hold, so they like in Torah Academy. So we have there's one of the Keurig coffee machines. You're not allowed to put any milk things in it because of the one Chabad person, because for them it manage trace up the whole machine because it's not Chol of Yisrael. Like one of the Keurig is hot chocolate, so hot chocolate is dairy. So if the dairy goes through, so then. Right, so those would be extremely makbid on it. Others are makbid on Chol of Yisrael stuff, but not believers. But if you go to foreign countries, right, so there, now you got to check into the status of the various countries' requirements on what their milk contains. But it could mamish be true.
I understand there is a minhag about Chol of Yisrael for people who will eat in Chol of Yisrael, that it does not apply to Avkas Chol of Yisrael. that powdered milk, which apparently is used in a number of commercial products.
Yeah.
Powdered milk is not considered Chalav Yisrael for the purposes of being ushered to them. There is such a minhag. And it applies to various.
Oh, yeah, if you buy stuff
powder,
in Israel,
it might be like the
why
gelatin.
Should it be? I don't know why that should be, but I understand.
If you buy stuff in Israel, like what was Cheez-Its, you know what I mean? It says in Hebrew, kasher le ma'achle akum, chalav akum, because it's imported and they just sticker, they put
okay,
it because people don't know what the OUD means.
Yeah.
Explain it in Hebrew.
Good.
I'll go to work because I have to really check out what I was talking about.
I mean, it could be it's like the like gelatin that if you make it into powder, so maybe it loses its status.
It used to say Mentos used to say kosher ochle gelatin. Now it says badatz or whatever.
Well, because they have kosher gelatin now.
No, but it used to what
they
is
have
it?
Kosher gelatin lecholadayos.
Leochle gelatin. What is that supposed to mean?
For those people, there's room to say that gelatin, even from not kosher animals, is kosher.
That's what the KOs I heard.
So please don't mention any specific things. I don't know if it's true or not true.
Is it recording?
Yes. But that's the story with that. I mean, it's a big machlokas. So for a while, it was a machlokas that was raging, and those ate and those didn't eat it. But nowadays, thanks to, I think, Holzer, one of the Holzers is the one who... I think they went into the business of the gelatin and made fish gelatin, and now all of a sudden you can have gummy bears and marshmallows and all those wonderful things. Okay, so so Tesvav is Mishanizar Mipas Ove Kuchavim. So those that are Machman Pas Ove Kuchavim, so Mutu Lechel Bakara Misha Enu Nizar Mimen. So then it's permissible to eat in the car with those that are not Machman on it. The Af. And even the afal pi shetam pas ovikuchav misari pas Yisrael in a choshesh. Even though it's there, you taste it, you know it's there, so you don't have to be makbid on that tam that is there. So it continues the Rama and says, so yishrom demishin izer mipas ovikuchav va'ochli machirim she'in nisar mutter lechol imam. You're allowed to eat with them mishum eva, for this reason of eva, and the somewhat mysterious reason of eva that we keep talking about, the katata and other problems. Hol v'im lo yochel imam pas, if you don't eat with them shu Ikrasuda, he tirulo mishum eva. That will matter it for that reason. Ve'ein lilmod mikan lishari surim. But this is only a pas akum kula, right? And don't extend this to other types of things. Right, and the shach adds in because it's a stafka, specifically by pas is where you have this problem of eva because of lichli adam, but other types of things that you don't necessarily have to eat everything. Not everybody likes every type of food, right? Nobody seems to have any tainas against me that I don't eat anything with mayonnaise, right? Well, except for maybe one person, but most people don't seem to mind, right? But if you wouldn't eat bread, so that would be that might be more complicated. Okay. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says one more halacha, right, that we quoted before. So yesh mi she'omer shehanizer mipas ovi kuchav, that if you're makbid on it, v'hu b'derech, and you're on the road, so with meaning the mechaber would say, which I would tell you would then be mutter, meaning if you're on the road, so I would assume that it would be okay then to eat, because there's nothing else around. Yesh pas shel Yisrael ad dalin midim yabtin, that if there is pas Yisrael within for milim, so then one should wait. But as I explained earlier, this is Ramah talking. I hold it's mutter. I mean, I hold that there's no reason to wait. Right? We had that then. We discussed that earlier. Right? He says you don't have to wait. I hold that there's no reason to wait. So the Pischei Tshuva here picks up on the Dalet milim issue, which is becomes more and more prevalent. That the Pischei Tshuva Vav adds in Mesefer Chachmas Adam Klal Sefei Kasav Al Kolpanim. Pischei Tshuva Vav. You don't.
Are you finding it?
Yes, yeah, the third guy down on the right side of the Reishimah.
Yeah, I see it, but I see an Al.
Which Siman are you doing? Vav.
You're already in the next Siman.
Yes, the top of the Reishimah. No, you're
not. But I see an owl. Above, that little
above.
That's
what
you meant on the next. snacks.
So in the Piskei Tshuva Dalei Milim Yamtim, so B'Sefer Chachmas Adam Klal Samachay, Kas of the Al Kolpanim L'Deyazu Shir Mil Tzarech Leilach Afilu Eino Holech L'Sham. That this shir, you should go, even if you're not actually going to go there. Meaning that...
It's out of your way.
Right, even if it's out of your way, that one mil you would go.
One
Shir Mil, right, that the Shulchan Aruch only mentioned the idea of Dalet Milin, Dalet Milin. That's all the Shulchan Aruch mentioned. So the Chacham says, yeah, and if it's one mil, in the, I mean, it's the halacha that we see constantly, right, about going to a minyan, about doing the Tilas Yadayim and several other mitzvos, right, it's four milim if you're on the road, and one mil from wherever you are. So the Chacham Sadim adds that in here, one mil from wherever you are, even if you're not going on that way. The Kaimalan, I just skipped something. Tarech Afilu Eino Holich L'Sham. The Kaimulon Legabel Ulatfila La'Acharav Ad. What does that say? Mil. That says mil. Okay. That by Legabel, which is the same word we had earlier, which I'm not sure what that's referring to. But and Tfila, so you have to go a mil. Va'ayin V'Tshuva Beis Yosef Simin Alamid Hey. The Ein Chiluk Bein Rochiv Al Beis. Sorry, Beis Yosef is not. It's not the Beis Yosef. It's the Beis Yaakov. Simin Nun Hey. The Ein Chiluk Bein Rochiv Al Sus O Holich Baraglav. It doesn't matter whether you're riding on a horse or whether you're walking by yourself. Or if the road is bad. But there is a distinction if he's walking by himself or whether he's walking with people of his, or he's walking with the rest of his house. I'm not sure why that should make a difference, but he's making the. It seems like he's making the
so
point.
He wouldn't have to go if he had a whole bunch of people. That
that's what it
drag with him.
Sounds like. He wouldn't have to drag all those people with him. That he wouldn't have to do. But he is we are makri maderech ra. That if it's a bad road, it's going to take you longer to get there. It's you gotta. It's up to a mil or up to four mil if you're walking. And the first one also, it goes based on distance, not based on like the mil is set. Right? It doesn't matter whether you have a car, or whether you have, whether you're walking, or whether you have a horse, or any of those things. Right? The mil is set, the mil is set. Does this apply everywhere else? So the Chilkas Ben Yamin points out that, well, yeah, no, the Mishnah Berurah has two cases, well, at least two cases where he discusses this. The first one is in Hilchos Tefila. And in Hilchos Tefila, he says, like the Piskei Tshuva, I think he might even quote the Beis Yaakov, saying that, that you go a mil in each direction. Right, the Shulchan Paskin Zilva Chasav Atam Yishum the Hishvu Chacham Midu Seim. The Chacham made their measurements, and that's it. The measurements are done. And Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Tzadi Beis also Paskins like this. Quoting from the Eli Rabba, and he quotes from the Beis Yaakov. Mihu Tzarech Iyan B'Mashe Kasav Beir Alacha Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. However, if you look in the Beir Alacha Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, that's Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. There he says. That if you go on a flying camel, so gamla parcha is shows up a few times in Shas. I don't think it's supposed to. It's not generally assumed to be a real creature, but
hell
rather
owl.
What?
Hell owl.
Yeah,
mythical beast.
Gamla parcha in choshvin lefi orach aderach el lefi cheshbon hazman shel hiluch. So there, by Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he says you don't go based on the distance, but rather you go based on the time of Dalin Minim, which is 72 minutes. And there's a question, which way, you know, it seems like a Beferish Stephen Mishnah Berurah, which way you should hold. I don't think he really offers any terutzim here about how to resolve that stira.
The mil is about a kilometer.
It could be, okay. 72 mil to walk.
It should take 72 minutes to go a kilometer.
Right, but it's but the big nafkamina.
No, it's 4 kilometers.
Oh, it's 4 miles. Four.
No. 72 minutes is to walk 4, right?
4 mil.
72 is for 4 mil. Yeah.
So 1 mil would be 18.
18 minutes.
Minutes
is 1 mil.
So it's 18 mil for the Netilas Yadayim. No.
So
did I misunderstand?
So no. Because if you're traveling, you have to wait 4 mil.
It's on the way you're going.
Right.
So the mission. So nafkamina, right? If you're traveling,
okay.
Right? Okay. So the nafkamina for me, right? It comes up for me pretty often, right? Do I have to, am I mechuyev to go to the yeshiva to daven mar if I don't daven in shul? That's the right. It's a mil. It's further than a mil in distance, but it takes 6 minutes for me to drive there. Right? They haven't resolved it.
So a mil is 2,000 miles, no?
How many meals?
Is it 2,000?
Could be. 2,000 hours.
Would be a half a mile.
Feet, yeah. Which is about 6 tenths. It's about a
yeah, feet. Okay, that makes sense. I don't remember, yeah. So, all right. So Yisro Koach, Ad Kan Hilchos Pas Akum, and Yisro move on to Shalakum.
What was this about the minutes? What about